Welcome to All About Time with Susan Woody Galper.
Hello, and welcome to the fourth program in our series of 10 podcasts, All About Time. I don't know about you, but I love learning about herbs, those fascinating plants that flavor our foods and heal our bodies and comfort our souls, and even show us ways that we can live in harmony with this green earth. My name is Susan Woody Galbert. I've been speaking and studying and writing about herbs for over 20 years now, and I'd like to share some of my discoveries with you. In this series, we'll be learning about the often surprising ways in which herbs have been used throughout human history, and about some of the ways you can use these plants in your garden, your kitchen, your medicine cabinet, and your craft area. I hope you'll want to listen to all 10 of our programs and that you'll visit our website, try some of the recipes and crafts mentioned there, and enjoy learning all about herbs. So welcome and thank you for joining us today. Take a few minutes to brew yourself a cup of hot tea and pull up a comfortable chair. Today we're going to talk about one of my very favorite herbs, the versatile plant we know as the scented geranium. When I was a little girl, my grandmother's kitchen windowsill was filled with plants that smelled so good when you rubbed the leaves. These plants didn't have flowers, at least not the big, beautiful, showy kind of flowers that bloomed on some of the other plants. But if you can smell like lemons or peppermint or roses or peaches, who needs flowers? My grandma called these sweet-smelling plants scented geraniums. But now we find out that my grandmother was wrong. Sorry, Grandma. It turns out that your beautiful scented geraniums and their cousins, the ivy and the Martha Washington geranium, are really pelargoniums. That's right, pelargoniums. That was the name given these tender perennials by the explorers who discovered them growing wild in South Africa in the 1600s. Pelargoniums first showed up in England in 1632. And by 1640, Thomas Parkinson, that famous botanist, was writing up 16 different varieties in his big, new, comprehensive garden book, Theatricum Botanicum, which included everything that anybody knew about plants at the time. The book was a big hit because it contained all the newly discovered plants that gardeners and botanists were anxious to have. The people found the word pelargonium hard to pronounce. It is hard, isn't it? Hard to remember, too. And pretty soon, these pretty plants were known as scented geraniums. After that important launch, scented geraniums really got around, maybe because they take root so easily. All you have to do is break off a piece and stick it in a glass of water, and in a few days, you'll start seeing tiny roots shooting off from the growth nodes on the submerged stem. So, sailors who stopped off at the Cape of Good Hope went around snapping off pieces of these sweet-smelling plants and sticking them in empty beer bottles and the like, and pretty soon scented geraniums were sprouting on windowsills all over Europe and America. During Queen Victoria's Day, when hothouses were all the rage, the numbers of named varieties grew like wild geraniums. Now there are more than 200 varieties of this lovely plant, all distinctly scented. You'll find such enticing names as fringed apple, peppermint lace, prince of orange, and lemon meringue. They're pretty too, with their mounded shape and bright green or soft gray leaves. Growing scented geraniums isn't hard. You can buy many different varieties at your local nursery or online. They make delightful deck plants. Be sure to put them where you can brush them as you walk by. A fragrant temptation. When frost looms on the autumn horizon, move them indoors to a sunny windowsill. If your plant has grown very large, take cuttings and start all over again next spring. With good quality potting soil, your scented geraniums won't need additional feeding throughout the growing season. Also, they like to dry out a little bit between waterings. So keep them on the dry side. Put them in full or partial sun and watch for aphids and spider mites. There are lots of ways to use scented geraniums. Try them in potpourri and sachets where their lovely fragrance can fill the air. You can brew up a strong tea, a handful of chopped leaves, simmered for 15 minutes in 3 cups of rainwater, and use it as a delightful scented hair rinse. You can add the dried leaves to bath bags or sleep pillows for fragrance. Medicinally speaking, scented geraniums are known for their ability to help us relax. Try rose geranium tea to treat a headache or menstrual cramps. To make the tea, pour a cup of boiling water over a quarter cup of chopped fresh leaves. Let it stand for 5 minutes and then strain. Sweeten it with honey, if you like that, and have a sip. Aromatherapists use the essential oil of scented geraniums, particularly rose, to ease stress, promote sleep, and alleviate depression. If you want to cook with scented geraniums, the easiest way is to infuse the plant's oil in syrup. Measure 2 cups of granulated sugar and water into a saucepan and place it on high heat until the sugar dissolves. Then reduce the temperature and simmer the syrup until it thickens. Take about 10 minutes. Remove the pan from the heat and add 1 cup of washed, chopped, scented geranium leaves. Allow the leaves to steep in the syrup for up to an hour while you do something else. Then pour the syrup into a container through a sieve to strain out the leaves. Cover it and store it in the fridge for up to 2 weeks. You can use your syrup over pancake waffles or in drink recipes such as margaritas and juleps. Try a lime-scented geranium with a margarita, or one of the mint-scented varieties with a mint julep. Or for something really special, use the syrup in a sorbet. Here's an easy recipe that makes a quart enough for 6 or 8 servings. Take 16 to 18 fresh scented geranium leaves. I like Mabel Gray for this recipe, although you could use rose geranium. Put them into a food processor or a blender, along with a cup of superfine sugar. You want that because you want it to dissolve well. Process this until the mixture looks like a green paste. And then add 1/4 cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice and process for another 15 seconds or so. Add 3 cups of cold water and give it a final good blending. Then strain it through a fine sieve to remove any bits of leaf. Freeze the mixture in your ice cream maker according to the manufacturer's directions. If you like, you might also add 1/2 cup of lemon balm leaves with the geranium leaves. That would be a nice extra lemony touch. If you didn't catch all those quantities or the details, don't worry. The recipe's on the website. You can use these wonderful herbs in your baking, too. For an old-fashioned rose geranium cake, just put a layer of scented geranium leaves into the bottom of the cake pan. Add 1 teaspoonful of rose water when you stir your favorite cake batter, or use a cake mix. Take out the leaves when the cake is baked, and you'll find that they leave their delicious fragrance behind. Yum! Guaranteed to taste very special. You can also dust baked goods with sugars flavored with scented geraniums. Use rose or lemon or peach geraniums with granulated or confectioner sugar and a bit of nutmeg, or chocolate mint geraniums. All you have to do is add the clean, dry leaves to sugar in a lidded container and let it sit for a week or more. Take out the leaves before you use the sugar, and they'll just leave that sweet scent behind. Once you start using your scented geraniums, you'll come up with dozens of other ideas for using them in potpourri, sachets, air fresheners. I love these very special herbs. They're wonderful in the garden, on the deck, in the kitchen, anywhere I want to get a whiff of their fragrance. I'm sure you'll love them too. You know, in our future-oriented society, growing, preparing, and using herbs can encourage us to focus on times past, when people in all cultures knew and understood the power of herbs. I think that's important. I hope you do too. Thanks for spending these few minutes with me today. I hope you'll remember to look for A China Bales Herbal Mystery the next time you're visiting your favorite bookstore. You might also check for the China Bales Book of Days, which is full of ways to celebrate the passing seasons by growing and using herbs. And please, join us next time when we offer another episode of our podcast series, All About Time.
Don't forget to visit our website for any of the recipes and crafts featured in this episode. The website is www.abouttime.com. That's abouthyme.com. Music in this show is provided by the PodSafe Music Network.